headline, Byte Global cannot force Coinbase to relist WBTC in lawsuit yet, published at 6:13 p.m. UTC, December 19, 2024. Judge Araceli Martinez-Olgan has denied Justin Sun advised Byte Global's motion to get a temporary restraining order against Coinbase over the delisting of Wrapped Bitcoin, WBTC. BT Global's original lawsuit alleged that Coinbase had hurt the custody provider's reputation and engaged in monopolizing behavior to benefit Coinbase Wrapped Bitcoin, CBBTC. BIT Global sought an order that would obligate Coinbase to relist WBTC. This lawsuit came after Sun launched a series of hypocritical attacks on Coinbase, claiming that the exchange must have issues that prevent it from completing a proof of reserves process. Notably, Sun-owned Poloniex has not completed a proof of reserves process and operates a much larger tokenized Bitcoin, BTC product, that doesn't disclose its collateral. Coinbase's response pointed out that it considered it an unacceptable risk that control of WBTC would fall into the hands of Justin Sun. Additionally, it pointed out that BIT Global refused to answer questions about the ultimate ownership of BIT Global. Elsewhere, Sun advised HTX, formerly Huobi, recently redeemed over 7,000 WBTC that it had not disclosed on its proof of reserves. Strangely, HTX has zero WBTC volume on the exchange. Adding to the strangeness, Sun advised and Donald Trump-endorsed World Liberty Financial has been acquiring WBTC, seeming to swap approximately 100 BTC worth of CBBTC for WBTC. Sun's activities in the tokenized BTC space, taken as a whole, seem borderline inexplicable. This recording was AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.